Let's give a wonderful hand of applause to all those who'll be watching by internet today. We're thankful to our congregation and we're thankful to those who are watching by internet today. We're going to end up our series on Noah. We're going to be preaching probably over the next 6 months on Bible heroes. We started off with Noah because Noah is a Bible hero. It does not mean he was perfect. Listen to me closely. All of these people that we're going to talk about over the next several months are not perfect people. They are people who listen to God. It doesn't mean that you're perfect, but if you're listening to God, if you listen to Him, it means you're going to respond to Him. You're going to do what He tells you to do. He asked Noah for almost an impossible task. Took him over 100 years to build what we know of as an ark, a boat, a ship. Huge, 450 feet long. Over four stories tall. 70 feet wide. I mean, huge. Huge. And He's going to make a way for any and all who would come to the loving knowledge of God. The protection of the ark is for any and all who will get on this boat. Now, I just got through telling my congregation, Internet, and I want you to listen to me closely. We all know there were only 8 people to get on this ark. And of course, we got 2 of every kind of the animals because God absolutely was going to make sure that the animal kingdom was taken care of as well. But I believe, and listen to me closely as I end this series on Noah, this ark was big enough for anybody in Noah's age who wanted to get on this boat and to be saved from the judgment of God. If you got on the boat, if you got on the ark, you would be saved. In today's world, we would preach it as this. If you get on with Jesus, if you believe Jesus, you believe in the cross, you believe in the death on the cross, you believe that the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, and if you believe one day He's coming back, it's the same as the Old Testament getting on the ark. You have a choice. The people in Noah's day had a choice. They could either make fun of this boat or they could get on the boat. Same way today, either you can make fun of Jesus, not believe Jesus, or believe Jesus. Now, in Noah's day, the warning was given, the flood is coming. In our day, we say, Jesus is coming. The Bible gave us all kinds of warning signs. And I have preached this series twice over the last 3 years. Every sign's complete. It's done. Everything's ready. You can tell by the world. You can tell by the TV. You can tell by the internet. And the places that we go to see what's going on, nothing happens on any place of this globe that you don't find out about it instantaneously. And I'm telling you, it is ready for God to come. In Noah's day, he said, if you want to be saved, get on the ark. In our day, if you want to be saved, you believe in Jesus. But let's follow out these last wonderful, precious moments in Noah as he gets on the ark. Are you ready? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Genesis chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. Let's get them on the ark. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Basically, male, female, all the animals, his family. But again, I say this to you. This was an open invitation. Noah preached the entire time he built this ship. They laughed at him. They made fun of him. But there's going to come a time where they're not going to laugh. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And who shut the door? The Lord. Listen to me closely. The only person who's going to shut the door in your life is Jesus. In the day and age in which we live today, it's going to be called a sound of a trumpet. Now see, when you go to put this later on, that would be a nice little blunder that you can put on for... Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Listen to me, Larry. I'm Roger. I'm up here on stage. Okay? You might want to do that at some point in time. All right? Understand, He's the only one. Because I'm going to tell you something. This door is a pretty big door. This is a huge door. Can you imagine how big this door is for all these huge animals to get on? Noah couldn't have shut this door if he wanted to. God shut the door. Why is that so important? We're going to find out. Bow your heads with me, please. Father, bless these moments and all that we do. May your word come alive on the screen and on the page. As we look, Father, Noah is on the ark. The animals are on the ark. Judgment is coming. Time is running out. The flood is coming. Father, in our day and age, we would say time's running out. The trumpet's getting ready to sound. Jesus is coming for His people. Are we on board? Are we ready? Have we accepted Jesus? Do we know Him? Time is ticking, and the day is at hand. Bless this time. Again, Father, may your word come alive. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. And everyone said, and the Lord shut the door. The reason for this is because this was not up to Noah to shut the door. This is not Noah's flood. This is God Almighty's flood that's coming. Noah didn't really have an idea. He just knew, get on the boat. Get on there. Get your family on there. You've preached for over 100 years. Nobody else wants to get on board. Get on there. Now, when God shut the door, things are getting ready to happen. Listen to me closely. There's going to come a day. We have an invitation hymn at the end of the service. We have an invitation hymn every Sunday. There are churches all across this globe right now that are giving invitation hymns in all time zones. There are people that are walking the aisle and changing their lives even as I speak right now. And there are people sitting in a pew that are fighting it with everything that's within them. And then there are people sitting home asleep. There are people sitting home that don't care. I promise you, when this door is shut and we move on, you're going to see they're going to care. When the trumpet sounds one day and we leave this world, those left behind are going to realize I've made a big, big mistake. When he shuts his door, I want you to see what happens. And the flood, the rain's going to start, was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased and bare up the ark and was lift up above the earth. Now, I want you to listen to me closely. They made fun of this ark until something begins to happen. Here comes the rain. And it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Next thing you know, if it rains enough, folks, we've seen enough flooding, we've seen it on TV, waters begin to rise. Now here's where this thing's going to get critical. When it starts to rise, what are these people going to do? Now here's the envision that I get in my mind. I believe with all of my heart, when it gets to their ankles and gets to their knees, I think they're going to be running to what? The ark. I think they're going to be knocking on that door, Kevin. I think they're going to try to beat it down. I think they're going to scream and holler. Now here is the deal, in my opinion. I tell you why God shut the door, is because if Moses had shut it, Moses could have opened it. Noah, that's right. Is he the only one that caught that? I can't believe that. Now, I did that on purpose. Way to go, brother. I mean, I want to see you after church, but I mean, way to go. It's four letters. They sound close alike. If Noah had shut the door, Noah would have opened the door. Listen to me closely. Can you imagine if someone is screaming outside and they needed help? Wouldn't you open your door and let them in? Can you imagine the people screaming for Noah? Open the door, open the door, open the door. I got children out here. I got parents out here. I got sick people out here. Open the door, Noah. Open the door. We're going to drown. Open the door. Noah couldn't do it. Because this wasn't up to Noah. This was up to God. Now you say, what kind of a cruel God would do something like that? Why would you say a cruel God? He gave these people over 100 years to make up their mind. Time after time, day after day, hours after hours, the door was open. The door was open. They could go in. They could go in. No, they don't want a part of it. It's on dry ground. That's the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know what? That is silly until the waters come. A boat on dry ground, that's goofy until you put water there. Then next thing you know, it becomes what? A lifeboat. But it was a lifeboat before the water ever came. And I promise you, in our generation, when this trumpet sounds and these people are left behind, they're going to be hollering, come back and get me. Come back and get me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Come back and get me. Jesus won't do that. Because you've had every opportunity under the planet to make it right with Jesus. Do not blame God for this. Do not blame God for yourself. You've had every opportunity under the planet to make it right. Do you hear me, internet world? You've got nobody to blame but you. Jesus loves you, died for you, and He'll come back for you if you will believe. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Alright, now we're going to jump because of the timetable I'm under. Let's go, Brother Larry. We're going to jump to Genesis chapter 8. Now, been on the boat for over a year. The water now has descended. Look what God tells Noah to do. And God spoke unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, out of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with these. Now you can leave the ark. I won't tell you why they can leave the ark. God shuts the door. God can what? Open the door. That's exactly right. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And I know every one of them got off the ark because half of them's at my house. I mean, Carl and I have sprayed for everything. We had a snake the other day, and I called Carl. He said, you on your own. No wonder if the preacher got bit, Carl. You got to come when there's a snake out there. Man, you can't just say I'm on my own. What's wrong with you, for heaven's sakes? I'm telling you. So I know that they're out there. Every creeping upon the earth, and they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. That's why they were saved, so that the world could get back to God's world. God loves you. And if this hadn't have taken place, the world would have been destroyed. Because of what He saved here is why you're on the planet today. That's why He loves you. All right, Brother Larry, let's go. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wife with him. And every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl whatsoever creeps on the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built it an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The very first thing God did when He got on solid ground, and I tell you the truth, after being on a boat for over a year with all these animals, I'd have been tickled to see solid ground too, huh? Oh yeah. Just imagine that for a second. It was time to worship God and to be thankful. Listen to me closely. God has brought all of us through some storms in our lives. He didn't know how long this was going to take. All He saw was water for a long time. But God brought him back to solid ground. Folks, ride out the storm with God. Listen to me closely. Ride out the storm with God. Because I promise you there will be a day when you get your feet back on solid ground. Don't drown in sin. That won't happen. You stay on the boat with the Lord. You know, Jesus, He liked water. He was out on the water quite a bit. And let me tell you something. Jesus controls the water, which means He can control the storm. Be with Him. Lean on Him. Walk with Him. And when you can't walk no more, when you lean on Him, He will carry you. Because that's how much He loves you. Give the Lord a hand of applause in time. All right, Brother Larry, let's finish it up. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in His heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from youth, neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. Now, I didn't get into this, but it goes on and says, He made a promise, I'm not going to destroy this again, no matter how bad it gets. Because He had a plan. The next thing God's going to do a few years from now is bring His Son into this planet. That's why He's not going to destroy it, because He's going to save it to those who want to save it. That's why God knows what He's doing. He said, I will not do it again. And we all know there was a promise that He set in the sky to fulfill. And you and I see this quite often. What's it called?
A rainbow.
A rainbow. Every time you see that rainbow, that's God's promise. God's promise, you can see it, you can feel it. Accept it, believe it. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest and cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. All He's saying here is that everything is going to return back to the way it was. Now that's quite important. We have winter, we have summer, we have fall, we have spring. There's times of harvest, there's times we don't have harvest. Listen to me closely. This was a day and age when God spoke. He's speaking today. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? He's speaking today. He's given us the warnings. It's all there. It's in place. All of the problems that you're seeing overseas, in Europe, and in the Middle East, you've heard me talk about this, you've heard me speak about this, folks. It is not ever going to cease in that part of the world, because it's holy ground over there and it's holy war, and God's the only one who's going to restore Israel back. But He's going to do it, so help me God. He's going to do it. He's going to do it on His timetable, and He's ready to do it. But before He does it, folks, He's coming after you and I. The time's set in place. Get ready. Get your kids ready. Get your family ready. Call people who are not here. Get them ready. I don't care if they think you're a nut. You need to say, it's for me and my house. What? I will serve God. Give Him a hand of applause in His house. You bow your heads with me, please, and stand. Father, in the precious and wonderful, precious and wonderful Spirit that's in this place. Father, today, by Your grace, if there be one here today that is lost, Father, may this be the day to make it right. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't know. Tomorrow's not promised to no one. Today is the day of salvation. Father, if there be one listening today by internet, it is my prayer that they find Jesus, no matter where they're at, no matter what they're doing, day or night. May they bow their heads and say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. Come into my life. Father, Your Spirit is going out abroad across this land. But one day, the message is going to stop. The trumpet's going to sound. God's people are going home. Father, may everyone within the sound of my voice be ready for that day. Father, we pray. We thank You for how You forgive us. We know Your grace is in this place. Amazing grace. Father, again, we love You. May this invitation go out to each and every one. May they respond. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would You come? Would You come? in the name of Jesus.